This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio, it's Daryl,
Jay,
and Matt.
And again, your calls and thoughts on whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the anti-sanctuary city setbacks at the federal level. Again, to reiterate, there was the decision out of a federal court in Chicago saying that the DOJ's policy of withholding federal grants from municipalities that don't follow new procedures instituted by the DOJ, court threw that out as unconstitutional. And then lawmakers in California passed something that is being considered sanctuary legislation. Again, the bill, not yet as of the most recent news update that I've seen, not yet signed by Governor Jerry Brown. The bill would allow local police to notify federal government officials if they've arrested an undocumented immigrant with a felony record. However, it would bar local governments from forcing said immigrants to spend extra time in jail just to allow the immigration agents to come take them into federal custody. The legislation would, however, allow immigration officials access to local jails, which is one of the things that the DOJ was seeking in their new policies. The Attorney General Jeff Sessions has called on local jurisdictions that have sought to what he considers shield illegal immigration or immigrants from deportation. He's opposed that, saying that somehow it contributes to rising crime. He's also urged Governor Brown not to sign the bill into law in California. The Trump administration has insisted that deportation crackdown is aimed at undocumented immigrants convicted of serious crimes, adding again that what they see as sanctuary measures contribute to rising crime. No. What contributes to rising crime is making everything illegal. Because when you have more, quote-unquote, crimes to enforce, you're going to have more criminals. If all of a sudden it were illegal to be named Daryl, Jay, or Matt, you would have three new criminals sitting in this studio, even though we've not done anything immoral. We've not harmed anyone by simply being named Daryl, Jay, and Matt. But that's what happens when you create new crimes. You automatically create criminals.
Well, what the state refers to as a crime, as far as I'm concerned, if there's no victim, there's no crime. So you can't even trust these statistics that crimes go up in a sanctuary, you know, sanctuary cities, because literally, it's literally a crime to be brown or to be black. I tell people, like, things that I do in life, like I don't have a driver's license, and, you know, how I interact with the cops, and, you know, there's, you know, black people are like, whoa, dude, I would never do that. You could never get away with that, you know, if you were my color. And I believe those guys, you know, they're right. I drove all around Colorado. No driver's license. I never got pulled over. Well, I got pulled over once for a thing, but the cop was just being a nice guy. I had a tire coming apart in a trailer, and he told me about it.
Okay.
But anyways, you know, these other guys, like, Denver is like a sanctuary city, but when you get outside of Denver, all the cities around Denver, except with the exception of Boulder, but, like, north of Denver and east of Denver and stuff, they're really aggressive on just pulling Mexicans over. Especially if a Mexican's, like, driving, like, a nice truck or a nice car, they just pull them over and,
yep,
you know, they just harass them. And it happened to these guys a lot. I mean, if these guys were driving a little beat-up, junky car, they never got bothered because they figure out they're working for some farmer or whatever. You know, and they just didn't, and they're very selective about, you know, who they, you know, went after and and harass. And even
right, because they want to be able to do a couple things. They want to be able to write a ticket, and then they want to be able to go to court and get a win because, well, you know, you don't really get a raise or a promotion if you don't win your cases. So it helps the prosecutor if you only write tickets to, you know, quote-unquote, guilty people, or you do this thing called charge stacking to where, you really only did, you know, one thing, quote-unquote, wrong here, but we're going to write you five different citations and then offer you a plea deal and plead out, we'll drop all of these, but you plead guilty to this one thing, and then we'll suspend most of the fine for you. And, well, when you look at the statistics that, what is it, like 90-some-odd percent of people wind up taking a plea, then, you know, of course people are committing crimes and being guilty, because why would anybody wind up pleading guilty to something they didn't do? Well, because the option is you plead guilty and you pay a $100 fine, or you take all of these charges to trial and you've got 5 years of prison hanging over your head. You know, what sort of gambler are you?
No, I'm a risky gambler, because last time one of the times of court they had me, they stacked the charges, resisting arrest, they added all the stuff to it. It added up to like 3 years of jail time with all the stuff. And at one point in the trial, they were like, "Whoa, we'll just reduce it to pay a $50 fee, and we're just going to only find you responsible of not using a turn signal." And everything else is dismissed. And I says, nope. And then he goes, well, we'll just do it for no money. I says, no, we're going to trial. So we did. We went to a 3-day jury trial, and I was, you know, found not guilty on all the charges. It was actually a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent.
Great work.
And continuing here, Attorney General Sessions says, such policies, that being the supposed sanctuary city policies, says such policies undermine the moral authority of law and undermine the safety of the jurisdictions that adopt them. That makes a sanctuary city a trafficker, smuggler, or gang member's best friend. How far removed from reality is this guy? If he thinks that there's some kind of moral authority tied to all of these unjust, immoral laws.
And
you are not allowed to move across this piece of land without the king's permission. If you do, then you're violating the moral authority of the law.
That last quote you just read is literally the jihadist Republican mindset out there in Colorado. Those guys, unless it was, you know, this dairy farmer, this rancher's, you know, quote unquote Mexican, they were okay, but all the other ones, you know, in the city and in town, you know, weren't.
It sounds like some racist down south to where, you know, well, that one, he's all right, but it's all them others.
All the time. All the time.
Continuing on, he cited cases, he being Jeff Sessions, cited cases in Oregon and California where undocumented immigrants were charged with committing violent crimes after being arrested for minor offenses, despite federal request to keep them in custody. Well, how many times do you wind up reading headlines that say, Florida man, blah, blah, blah. Florida man eats someone's face after smoking bath salts. Florida man shoots his in-laws. Florida man this. Should we ban Florida man as well? Because Florida man does a bunch of horrible illegal things. And if you look at the statistics, and I know the people that want to wind up, you know, quote unquote, banning them undocumented whatevers, they'll pull up a rare story of this or that. But if you look at statistics, collectivist statistics, because I prefer judging people based on, you know, being individual humans. But, you know, if you look at statistics of various segments of the human population, you will see that people that were born and raised in the United States of America wind up committing more violent crimes than immigrants, both those that are quote-unquote documented and those that are quote-unquote undocumented. People born in the United States commit more crimes than all of them. You have a better chance of being killed by a police officer than you do by a terrorist. But the people that, you know, want to, you know, try claiming some moral high ground here, it's all smoke and mirrors to where they can be collectivists and just look at the others. Oh, it's that they're different. We need to keep them out. Well, I don't like classifying immigrants as either documented or undocumented. Free people should be able to cross borders freely. That's how I see it.
I like being undocumented.
This is Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite.com.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
Jay.
And Matt.
And how would you like to save money? Well, let me just first ask that question. How would you like to save money? How would you like to save money on everything you buy from Amazon? What if I said you could save up to 33% on things you buy from Amazon? And I did that earlier today. I put something up in my account at saveatpurse.com. So what you do here is you create an account at saveatpurse.com. You then put something or multiple things in your Amazon wish list. You import the wish list into saveatpurse.com, and then you select your discount up to 33%. So there was a particular item that I was in no rush to get at all. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to put this at 33% and see if anybody winds up hitting on it at some point in the future. And lo and behold, I happen to have gone to the account to look at something else to make sure I didn't have any other open orders because I got a package from Amazon. And this was one of the few things that I actually ordered through Amazon, but I wanted to, you know, make sure it didn't need to clear the escrow on Save at Purse. And I noticed, oh, this order that I placed 2 hours ago at 33% has already been picked up. So, you know, hopefully it's not one of these things to where the guy just, you know, and there are scammers, a few of them. They don't last long because, you know, they wind up getting booted off after trying to pull their scam. So there are some people that they'll wind up saying, oh, yeah, this is ordered. It'll be here tomorrow. And then it doesn't show up tomorrow. And you're like, do you have a tracking number? And then they just cancel the order. So there are some people that, you know, hope that you just release the escrow without getting the item. So you don't release the escrow until you get the items in the mail. That's the very important thing. But again, you have to fund the account with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies. That's how you get these big savings at saveatpurse.com.
I really enjoyed using Purse. I think I've used it for close to 3 years now. And the other two times I've had issues in the customer service when I email those guys at Purse, or you know, you click on the contact customer service.
Oh, yeah, customer service is like, amazing.
Bam, right there. I'm having an issue right now with something I bought directly from Amazon. I wish I bought it through Purse because I'm just not real good at like harassing people.
Yep.
And if I bought it through Purse, I could say to the guy who bought it for me, hey, listen, it didn't show up yet.
Right.
I'm not releasing the Bitcoin. Well, guess what? He's going to make real darn sure. He's going to do all the legwork, and he's going to work on it. And if he's, you know, usually those guys are pretty good with Amazon anyways. But I bought something, what was it, 3 weeks ago. I think Bitcoin was right around $4,300, I think. And I'm like, I'm going to do it for 33%. And I just didn't. And it was like $180 worth of like all these wire connectors and stuff I use for electrical work. And yeah, it was like, it went through in like 6 hours. I couldn't believe it. So if somebody's willing to pay 33% at $4,300 Bitcoin,
yep.
Wow, what's Bitcoin worth? You know, that's just the way I look at it. And I couldn't believe it. It was like, bam, I didn't have to drop it or anything.
Right. And there have been the questions previously of why would somebody pay such a big markup to get a hold of Bitcoin? Well, I happen to know somebody that has used Purse as a Bitcoin buyer. And it's somebody that winds up getting paid in Amazon credits. And they don't necessarily need stuff right away from Amazon. Or maybe some of the Amazon credits they get are from Amazon UK. And they don't need to buy things from the UK. So they'll go to Purse, convert those Amazon credits to Bitcoin. They don't care what they're buying or what they just, you know, I've got, you know, X number of Amazon credits. I want to convert it to Bitcoin. And then there's also the people that do the what's called the Amazon Mechanical Turk. A lot of times it's people in Southeast Asia that will do these Amazon Mechanical Turk things. They can't necessarily use the Amazon credits where they live, but they can then, you know, convert to Bitcoin and then use the Bitcoin locally. So it's an amazing way to save money and actually spend your cryptocurrency. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico, and you can call in as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Jay, and Matt. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I wanted to explain one of the health problems that can be caused by lack of salt. And I know there has been a big salt scare they've been putting out there for like decades, like for 30 years. But what happens is that our stomach acid, the hydrochloric acid, is actually made from salt. You know, the chloride part of it, sodium chloride. So in especially elderly people, when they produce less hydrochloric acid, so they have less digestion of their food. So then when you can't absorb less nutrients, you wind up having health problems. And I heard from Mr. Barefoot that it's completely false what they have related the blood pressure to the salt. That's a complete made up lie.
Well, I think it really depends on the type of salt. There's all different kinds of salts out there, and there are salts
right.
that will kill you. There are salts that will make you sick, and there are salts that are very beneficial for your health.
Right, and, you know, there's the iodized salt. You already mentioned the sodium chloride. There's the Himalayan pink sea salt. And as Jay said, there are a bunch of different types of salt, and as they say, too much of anything can kill you. So,
well,
if you're putting a bunch of salt on everything you eat, yeah, that's going to be bad.
You know, I feel bad about using salt because I think it makes me retain water, and I feel fat and bloated when I do that.
So I've got
a bowl of chicken and broccoli and rice in front of me right now, and it's baked chicken and steamed rice and steamed broccoli, and I feel pretty good about it, but I do feel a little bit guilty. Because I did sprinkle some sea salt on it, are you saying that I shouldn't feel guilty and this is actually good for me now?
Well, that's correct. The doctors have been lying about the cholesterol. They've been saying that margarine is better for you. It's lethal. They also been lying about the salt. And I've been hearing some commercials now. They're saying that you need salt. But one of the problems, other than goiter, the swelling of thyroid, from lack of iodine, another problem is that our stomach acid is made from sodium, the chloride, which is salt. So, I mean, I've always liked the natural salt that have trace mineral contents in it. And I just think it makes our food really wonderful. And I use kosher salt. But the natural salt is a way to, you know, make our bodies healthier and get absorbed by natural, trace minerals from the sea salt and minerals like.
Well, how do you feel about MSG?
You know something? I am not an expert on MSG. I really do not know, but I like it though. It tastes good. So a lot of the stuff that I do eat has a little bit of MSG in it, and I don't. I'm not an expert on the MSG part of it. You know, and I know.
Sarah, thank you for the call. And as far as MSG, I always. Always appreciate the WWE events from Madison Square Garden. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Jay,
and Matt.
And, you know, we're actually going to divert the conversation away from sanctuary cities. There's still a little bit more to talk about on that. But the last caller actually brought something up that we've actually spent, you know, the entire period between segments discussing off the air, so I figure it's, you know, important to continue talking about. So the caller suggested that salt is actually good for you. There's, you know, this myth that's been going around for many, many years that eating too much salt, heart failure. Well, let's actually sort of delve into this a little bit, because it's not necessarily the salt per se that causes the congestive heart failure or other heart problems. It's the sodium. And, Jay, I think you're the one that mentioned there are a lot of different types of salt. There's the sodium chloride, which is what most people think of when they think of salt. But then there's also the iodized salt. There's the Himalayan pink salt. There's the sea salts, the other salt. Well, what's the truth? Yeah, you know, like, there's got to be some kind of truth somewhere in the middle. Well, sodium, if you have too much of that, then that can wind up causing some very severe health consequences, which is why a lot of medical professionals will say limit the salt intake. But if you don't have any sodium, then there's also, you know, potential health hazards there. and Sarah mentioned something about the hydrochloric acid, and you do need sodium to help produce the hydrochloric acid. So there's, you know, got to be a fine balance here. There's an article from livestrong.com that says you do need hydrochloric acid, or they abbreviate HCl, to utilize nutrients like magnesium and B12 to kill bacteria and help denature proteins so they can be broken down by the digestive enzyme pepsin. Consuming the right amount of salt helps you produce that hydrochloric acid. And they have a few steps here. They say, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, humans only need about 180 to 500 milligrams of sodium per day for good health. Too much sodium increases the risk of high blood pressure. And too little, again, has those negative effects. The Institute of Medicine recommends that adults consume no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day, which, again, if you're doing math at home, is somewhere about 15 times higher than that 180 to 500 milligrams that is recommended. So 180 is the low end, 500 the high end, and the Institute of Medicine says do not consume more than 2,300. So again, when they're talking about too much, they're talking about way too much, which is what a lot of people wind up doing. I've seen people, you know, before just like turn the salt shaker upside down on all the food. And yeah, maybe, you know, a pinch of salt here and there for flavor, not going to kill you. But just, you know, like turning that salt shaker upside down.
I'm telling you, switching to pure MSG is the way to go, and everybody should eat it by the tub.
MSG being monosodium glutamate. And now, you're a chef.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this flavoring of food and MSG versus sodium chloride versus iodized salt versus, you know.
Okay, so MSG is something, and it's very popularly used in Asian cooking, but in.
Right, and.
But what people don't realize is also.
It generally gets a bad rap, right?
An awful rap.
So let me. I know very little about MSG, so let me. You know, tell you what limited knowledge I have of it, and you tell me how wrong this is.
Okay.
MSG is the stuff that they put on food to make it taste better, so you go eat more of it, and then you get fat, and then you keep eating at the restaurant because you then become addicted to the food, and it's how big food winds up staying in business. And McDonald's, they, you know, put like sugar on their hamburgers again because it makes it taste good, and then you're addicted to McDonald's hamburgers, and you know it becomes crack to you where you
then
break into people's houses and steal their television
Ronald McDonald's, take it down to the pawn shop.
It's basically a drug. MSG is a drug, is what I've been told.
Caffeine. You know, if that were true, there were a couple of restaurants that I worked in when I was younger that would be overrun with business. But the fact is they weren't absolutely overrun. Well, they were popular, but they weren't hugely overrun with business. All MSG does, I mean, if you were to take your, you know, lick your finger and stick in a pile of MSG and then taste it, you wouldn't get any flavor. You'd get a salty texture, but you wouldn't get any salty flavor. However, if you were to sprinkle it into a sauce or into some food, say something that has no, like, MSG on lettuce, you would maybe for the first time in your life get a really pounding exposure to what lettuce actually tastes like because it amplifies flavor. It's all it does.
Dirt. So let's add
amplify
salt
the flavor
to
of dirt,
and dirt still doesn't taste good.
Correct. It would taste extremely bad.
Well, I wonder if anybody's put it in bulletproof coffee. I like experimenting with bulletproof coffee. I make bulletproof coffee and putting stuff in it.
So explain what bulletproof coffee is. Because I think, you know, there's a small segment of the population that knows what it is, but everybody else is like, what do you mean coffee that can stop bullets?
So bulletproof coffee is a term given to coffee where, some, I don't even know who invented it, but Dave's Brain Octane is, if you Google that, you read about it. But basically what it is this MCT oil, which it stands for medium chain triglyceride, that is derived from a coconut. It's essentially coconut oil that has had some elements of the coconut oil removed. I think a lot of the fat's removed. And then is butter from grass-fed cows, unsalted butter. It's terrible when you put salted butter in it, but unsalted butter from grass-fed cows, and you put it in a blender. And what I do with mine is I put powdered turmeric and powdered cinnamon in it. And my sister-in-law, actually, she sells that alfay mushroom stuff.
Okay.
And I use that, and I'm sure you've had that alfay mushroom coffee before.
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay. So what I really like about that coffee is it doesn't, it's like coffee and some mushrooms, like Lindsay, I can't remember the names of all the mushrooms, but there's a couple different mushrooms, and it's really good coffee, and you don't get, and...
But it's not the mushrooms that get you high.
No, oh, yeah. But anyway, so that's, you can do it with any coffee, Folgers, whatever,
yep.
Instant coffee. I've done all kinds of coffees. But what I really like about Bulletproof Coffee is, well, you guys know, I was almost 300 pounds when I started doing Bulletproof Coffee, and what Bulletproof Coffee did for me is really, it just helps suppress my appetite because I was giving my brain these good fats that it needs.
Yep.
Via the butter from grass-fed cows. Sometimes I say grass-fed butter. I'm like, oh, I didn't know butter ate grass, and I get that response sometimes. But anyways, and then the MCT oil does something with gives you like a lasting energy throughout the day. Like a lot of people with coffee, they'll get like kind of like that. They'll drink like 3 cups of coffee in the morning, and then, you know, they'll like kind of like crash later on in the day. I just make one like 16-ounce thing of Bulletproof Coffee, and the coffee is actually kind of weak. It's about the, you know, it's not quite a cup and a half of it, what you'd use for actual coffee, and it's probably like 2.5 cups of, you know, volume. And but that was pretty amazing for me because it really helps with stamina. It helps with you know, I've drive back and forth from here to Colorado the past 3 years a lot. You know, that really...
Oh, yeah. You've driven a lot of miles.
Oh, yeah. And so Bulletproof Coffee, like just really helps with focus and clarity. And just not wanting to stop and eat junk food is what it really did to me. And that's what was the number one thing to help me, you know, lose weight. And, you know, just because it fulfills that fat craving. And I don't know if this is scientific, but this is what I've heard, is that what it has something to do with caffeine from coffee, or caffeine in general, can like penetrate the blood-brain barrier pretty easy. And then when you get the fat from the butter and the MCT oil, or you can put coconut oil in it, it like gets to the brain like better, and it, like, your brain's like basically made of fat and needs a lot of fat to operate, and this helps carry it there.
What's the good of your arteries and your liver, though?
I'm not exactly sure, but I feel pretty good.
Fair enough.
We can discuss it, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about health. The we being me, Daryl, Jay, and Matt. And Matt, you're over there. You have mostly finished a salad. What all's in there? I saw some lettuce, or maybe it was kale.
No, it's broccoli.
Say all green vegetables look the same to me because I don't like the green veggies.
I'm missing out.
Oh, man, I love them. Kale's my favorite.
Let me ask you a question because, again, you're munching on that while you're not on the air. But are you getting your 5 servings of fruit and vegetables every day? Is that something you're doing?
I don't know what constitutes a serving anymore, but I mean, I eat quite a few apples.
What about 10 servings? Are you getting 10 servings?
Absolutely not.
Only about 10% of people are getting 5 servings. Research shows you really need about 10. That's about a gallon of raw fruits and vegetables every day. Only about 1% of people are actually doing that. What's the prize? Because, you know, you always want to win a prize, right? What's the prize for getting 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Well, you get protection against obesity, protection against heart disease, protection against type 2 diabetes, protection against cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I've been getting my 10 servings of fruits and vegetables without putting weird-shaped green things in my mouth because I cheat. And you can cheat along with me. So what I do is I put fruit and veggie total in my smoothies every morning. Comes from the same people that make Whole Food Multi-Complete. You can do this too. Again, we're cheating here, but we're getting healthy. So join me in this worthy goal of eating better, losing weight, living longer, and feeling better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and get yourself some fruit and veggie total. And if you use coupon code FTL, you save 10%. Plus, they'll give you a free shaker bottle with your purchase. Simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL. And they take Bitcoin. Now, It's a different checkout experience, so you have to send them a message to place the order. But just use that code, FTL. Type that into the message that you send when you say, I want to buy some fruit and veggie total. And by the way, please apply code FTL, and they'll apply that code. Again, simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL.
Yeah, that'd probably be a great idea for me, because I don't get, you know, I mean, the apple thing isn't consistent. This isn't consistent. Me eating this kind of food isn't consistent. But I tend to drink that V8 Fusion sometimes, but it's not consistent. If I had something that was simpler than that, maybe I'd be
more so likely to die. Every morning I wind up making a somewhat complex smoothie. I'm not going to go into, you know, all of the steps on the air, but it does include
fruit and veggie
total. No, just because it winds up making for boring radio to tell the ingredients of, here's what I put in my smoothie every morning. But I do include the fruit and veggie total, also include some fiber locally produced honey, because you want, if you're going to add honey into stuff, you want locally produced honey.
Sure do.
Because it winds up giving you, you know, the local pollens and whatnot, and then you wind up not getting the hay fever or whatever it is. As the saying goes, I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't know exactly why it works. I just know it does. But, Jay, there was something you wanted to touch on about the salt, I think it was.
So, I buy and sell hay for a living. And one of my customers has a lab. And what they do with the lab is they draw blood from goats, sheep, llamas, and rabbits.
Okay.
And they draw this blood and they sell it to, like, I don't know, universities and stuff, and they spin it down or whatever. But so they're very particular about the hay, and they analyze and they test the hay all the time. Well,
was there rabbit blood on the hay?
So in the wintertime, the roads up here in New England and New York and Vermont, which, you know, most of my hay comes from, like, New York, and then from New York, I deliver a lot to Massachusetts. Like, everything's covered in salt. You know, you see the trucks running down the road, they're covered with salt all the time.
Right, because, you know, we wind up getting snow, and salt lowers the melting point of something so that, you know, then the snow turns to water. And a lot of times they'll also, I know at least in New Hampshire, they'll add sand into the salt so that it winds up giving a little bit of extra traction on that wet road.
Yeah, generally what to do with the sand is like 90% sand, 10% salt, because sand's a lot cheaper. So, and then on state highways, you'll in Mass, you use straight salt almost. But on like the Mass Turnpike and the New York Thruway, the salt is just unbelievable. They dump salt on a road when it's 45 degrees and raining. But anyways, so that salt actually has...
Well, they're not paying for it.
Sure. Oh, yeah. There's I mean, people, these contractors who own you know, trucking companies, like, their dream job is to get gigs hauling the salt because it just pays so well. But, you know, you better make sure that all your employees contribute the maximum amount to, you know, whichever candidate. That is kind of the deal. Anyways, So the salt actually has, like, formaldehyde in it. It has arsenic in it at, like, really, really high levels. That salt on the side that they use on the road, and they also mix, they got a chemical called, I don't know if it's mag chloride or if it's calcium chloride. I forget which one, but it's like a liquid that they mix in with the salt as it's applied. And they are, so now they're calling it liquid salt. But these guys test their hay. And so in the wintertime, when that guy gets delivered hay, it can't be hauled on an open truck. Because when they tested the hay, they're like, there's something wrong here, you know, these animals, you know, laboratory stuff. And what started happening is they started finding something like in the blood that was, you know, as a result of this chemicals that are in the salt, because the animals had ate the hay with the salt. And I'll tell you what, when you where I park some of my equipment, there's cows out there loose. In the wintertime, my trailer or my truck will be licked clean.
Oh, yeah, cows love licking salt.
It literally, you can see as far as the cows can reach up the side of it, they'll, you know, they got like sandpaper tongues, and, you know, they're like, you know, scruffing all over it. So, I mean, you don't park anything out there with a nice paint job.
Right.
But, yeah, they lick it up, but when these laboratory animals actually would eat this hay with the salt on it, they had some issues. So it actually has to be hauled.
Well, what issues could they possibly have? Every time the snow melts, the deer are out there eating the.
Well, the issue is quality control, because what they do is they actually inoculate like the goat with some kind of virus. And then the goat's given, you know, a couple of weeks to build
in. Oh, this is scientific.
This is a science lab. I'm not saying like the horses and stuff. I mean, the horses, you know, aren't really for human consumption. Cows, I guess it could be an issue with, because cows, you know, pigs would be a big issue. I mean, pigs eat anything.
Yeah.
Because they can't, like, you know, excrete really, you know, a lot of the chemicals and stuff. But there's some really toxic stuff in the salt that they put on the road, and it has to do with the magnesium chloride or the calcium chloride. I can't remember which one it is. But like the salt is this, you know, it comes out of like these salt mines all around the Finger Lakes of New York. And that's why, you know, you see, you know, pretty much all the dump trucks and big dump trailers, you know, that are running eastbound from New York to Massachusetts or New York to New England are all hauling salt. In fact, they haul salt all over the place, and then but it's crazy all salt that comes out of New York, and then they put it through this they add chemicals to it. And I had a load of hay rejected once because, hey, I mean, I can't have any salt on my hay, and, you know, lab reports and all this, that, and and everything. So, and then, yeah, I mean, salt can definitely be an issue.
Yeah, so. Certainly. And then, you know, add in to not just the health benefits, but also, since you had mentioned they're putting it on the roads, all of the rust that winds up happening, and, you know, that causes problems for the vehicles, which is one reason why state governments wind up saying, this is why we need vehicle inspections, because otherwise people would be driving around with, you know, rusty something that's just going to fall apart when it hits one of our potholes that we've not fixed.
Let's not forget about the marshlands and stuff, because all that stuff seeps right into the roadside swamps and the water, you know, the aquifers, and it's up in the water.
Yeah, it changes the salinity of the water, and it's tough on the local habitat, especially because it's not sea salt. You know, somebody's marshlands, like, you know, that are, you know, out around Cape Cod and stuff, is right on the side of the road. This is, you know, no salt or low salt in use, you know. But that salt is not the same as, like, what's in the salt water. It comes from mines deep under the ground.
Sure, I'll dare you to lick it.
How much are you paying? We'll discuss it off the air. And you can always join us online. We'll be back tomorrow, but again, you can join us online all the time at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.